Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Job chapter 13. In verse 15, Job, who had suffered profoundly, the things that happened to Job were just mind-boggling. He lost his health, he lost all his property, he lost his family. I mean, it was just intense what happened to this guy. And there in this passage, regarding all the things that happened to him, these things that would really blow people out of the water, he says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. Now, real quick, that second part, but I will maintain my own ways before him. Some translations want to say, I will argue my position before him, or I will convince or somehow defend my position before him. The King James got this right. I will maintain my own ways before him. In the original language, it's not saying about defending yourself or arguing your point. How do I argue my point with God anyway? It's not talking about that. It's talking about I'm going to continue in the things that I know are right before God, even though he is slaying me in the process. I'm going to stay faithful even though this is a very difficult circumstance for me. I'm going to be true to God even though I can't quite understand what's going on. I'm suffering profoundly, but I will stay true to God. That's what Job is saying here. Now, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. This is one of the most challenging things to people. Young people, every person will face this somewhere along the line. Some people will face it multiple times, you included. You may not have faced it yet, maybe you have, but if you haven't, you certainly will. Though he slay me, you're going to feel like God is slaying you. He's not actually slaying you. When a person feels like God is slaying them, he's actually testing them. Now, Job was being tested, and it says in Job chapter 1 and then again in Job chapter 2, because the angels came before God, and God said, especially to Satan, who was a great accuser, was looking to blame everybody for anything that he could possibly blame them for, true or not, it didn't make any difference. He said to him, have you considered my servant Job? God liked Job a lot. Not just loved him, but God liked Job a lot. God liked Job's faithfulness. God liked Job's thinking. God liked who Job was. Because Job had this really wonderful relationship to God. He trusted him. So, long story short, God allows Satan to test him to prove something or demonstrate something, reveal something before the angels. Not even before people, but before the angels. And his wife had a difficult thing with it also. Some people misunderstand what she said. That translation is not perfect. That's why they misunderstand it. She says, curse God and die. But that's not actually what she said in the original language. She's basically marveling at Job. How can you go through all of these things and still stay true to God? How do you do it? She's admiring him. How do you do this where you're staying true to God with all the suffering that's going on? It would be so much easier for you to say, oh, forget it. I'm just going to do it my way. I'm going to walk out on God. I'm going to just live my life and die, and that's the end of it. And she's saying, you've maintained your faithfulness and your integrity before God. How do you do it? That's really the meaning of what she said. She recognized what her husband did, and she was not nearly the jerk that it made it sound like she was. She was actually a very godly woman. Though he slay me, I'm going to trust him. Now, there's really only one way that anybody can make that confession honestly. And his confession was honest. In Hebrews 4:15, We do not have a high priest, and this is talking about Jesus, our high priest. We do not have a high priest not being able to sympathize. In other words, the high priest that we have is very sympathetic with our weaknesses. He's very sympathetic toward our problems. He's very sympathetic toward the things we struggle with. He's very sympathetic toward us in our trials and our difficulty. He sympathizes with us completely because he was tried in every respect as we are, though he never sinned. He never stepped out of faith, Romans 14:23. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace. That's God's throne. That we may receive mercy and we may find grace for timely help. Now, if I'm going to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, it will be because I've been to the throne of grace. And when I came to the throne of grace, I found a God who's very understanding and very kind, very sympathetic to my situation, my makeup. He was very sympathetic to my abilities. He's very sympathetic to my struggles. And when I came to him, he gave me mercy and he always helps me. When Abraham had to take Isaac to the altar to offer him up before God after receiving all the promises that he had, he knew the kindness of God. And he was relying on the kindness of God. He reflected the kindness of God. He even knew that he wouldn't have to offer his son because he trusted the promise of God. Even though God told him to offer his son, he knew that that was not going to be necessary, that God would do something somehow, even if it's to bring his son back from the dead, because he did raise the knife above him to slay him until God said stop. And then he brought in a ram to be offered. He also knew that God was merciful and God was kind, and even though he might ask him to do something he couldn't understand, even though he might put him in a situation that was very difficult, God would not stop being kind and he would not stop being merciful. He would not stop being faithful. He knew, though he slay me, I will trust him. Now, when you are tested, and that's all that slaying is, just like with Abraham, just like with Job, you are going to go through very hard times, not all the time, just sometimes, not even most of the times, just on occasion. You're going to face very hard times because every human being does. And God has a purpose in those hard times. Young people, understand this. Trials are there for blessings. You go through trials for blessings. When you enter into a trial, it's not because God wants to do something negative. It's because God wants to bless you in some way where the trial is necessary for the blessing to take place. In 2 Corinthians 4:7, Paul said, our light affliction, which is just for a moment. Now, Paul is somebody who can really talk with authority here. Paul was deeply persecuted. They killed Paul at one point and God brought him back to life. He had all kinds of people who hated him, who followed after him, who slandered him, who did not help Paul at all. They hurt him in all kinds of ways. But he said, our light affliction, which really is just for a moment, and if you look at time the way it really is, yes, it really is just a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Now, when you go through your trial or your difficult situation, there is a weight of glory waiting for you. A weight of glory is light that reflects the glory of God. It's spectacular. It's beautiful and it's exceedingly brilliant. That weight of glory becomes your garment. You're going to be clothed in that. So that weight of glory comes only by affliction. Now, everybody's going to be clothed in a robe of white, but if that's all you get, you're not getting a whole lot compared to what God desires to give you. He desires to give you this magnificent brilliance, this aura that is just beautiful and so dynamically brilliant. Let me give you an example. In the Revelation, there's a guy who came to John, and John thought that the guy was God. And so he fell on his face to worship this guy, and the guy said, "No, no, don't do that. I'm just another guy like you. I'm a human. I'm not even an angel. I'm a human like you are." But he was so magnificent and so brilliant in his appearance that John thought he was looking at God himself, and he was just another person. That was a weight of glory. It's a magnificent thing, and it's something highly to be desired. In 2 Corinthians 2:12, when you are tried, when you are suffering because of the trial, when it's difficult, remember something. If we suffer, we shall also reign with Christ. Not everyone who is a Christian will reign with Christ. Only those who are willing to endure suffering, only those who are willing to endure the trials, only the ones who are going to say, "Okay, God, though you slay me, I'll trust you. Okay, God, this is hard for me. I don't understand. I don't get it, but I know you're faithful, and I'm not going to sway from that, and I'm going to stay true to you, and I'm going to continue in my call. I'm going to continue in your will. I don't understand why you're doing it, but I know it's you that's doing it, and if it's you that's doing it, I'm okay with it." That's the person who reigns with Christ. That's a huge gift. There are going to be believers who reign, and then there's going to be believers who return with Christ also, and they don't reign. They will be here simply because they are the bride of Christ, but they're not going to be reigning over anything. But then there are those believers who will reign, and they are a special, unique category of believers. They are a special class of believers. They are the ruling class. Those people get more insight, more blessing. Those people get a much deeper relationship with God. You want to be part of the ruling class. And it comes through suffering. In Matthew 5:11, "Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." People have had this happen and they're tearing their hair out. "Why are they saying this about me? Why are they doing this? Why do they hate me so much? This isn't anywhere near the truth. Why do they do this?" And it's because you're being blessed. Never look at your circumstance that's the trial. Look at the promises of God in the trial. They're saying that because God is using them to bless you. That's why. In verse 12, it says, "Rejoice when that happens and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven." What a promise. You mean there's a way that I can know right now that the reward that I get with, that the reward that I will get in heaven is enormous. It's not your average reward. It's not, "Attaboy. Good job. Glad you stuck with it. Welcome home. Here's your whatever for an inheritance. Enjoy being here." No, it's far more than that. It's great and it's exceeding. And God says your reward is characterized by those two words, great and exceeding. You think somebody like Elon Musk has a lot of money, has a lot of riches. Yes, he does in the worldly sense, but that's nothing compared to a reward that is great and exceeding in heaven. Remember, in heaven, the pavement, concrete, is made of gold. That's not riches. On earth, if you're extremely rich, you have a lot of gold. God says, that's a lot of pavement. That's a lot of road surface you got there. So imagine what it means when God says, great and exceeding is your reward. It comes because you endure the test of other people being nasty to you. That is a difficult test. Our makeup is geared toward relationships. That is a difficult test. But get happy when it happens, because man, oh man, do you have some wonderful things coming your way as a result. You may cry about it now, but I'll certainly guarantee you, you will not cry about it when you get to heaven. When you get to heaven, you go say, thank you, God, for those trials and testings. Because your reward will be immense. In 1 Corinthians 3:12, the word of God is given to you as a foundation. It's the gospel of Christ and the finished work, and then you build on it. In other words, God has given you this foundation, and now you build a life of faith. Now you build a life of faith response. Now you build with redemption. Now you build with the character of God, the word of God, the love of God, and so on. It says there in that passage, if anyone builds on this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. Now, gold, silver, and precious stones. Gold is the things of faith. Silver are the things that relate to redemption. Precious stones are the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, all that kind of good stuff. So, when you are talking about living in faith, or you are talking about, and this is in the trial, exercising redemption. I made a mistake in the trial. I failed in the trial. I got frustrated. I got angry. I said something I shouldn't have. I got it. But you practice redemption. In other words, you practice forgiveness toward yourself, even, or others as it may be, but toward yourself. You say to yourself, listen, I'm a human. I messed up. You know what? God is kind. God forgives me. The blood of Christ has cleansed me from this. I'm going to forget about it because God forgets about it. He removed it from my past. I'm going on. It never happened as far as I'm concerned. It never happened as far as God is concerned. I'm just moving on. You know you get a reward for that. It's called silver. On earth, gold might be more valuable than silver. Gold is different than silver in heaven, but it's extremely valuable, each one in its own right. And then, precious stones, you live in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You do it by receiving the love of God. You do it through the Word of God, developing your character. You live in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And you get this reward of precious stones. What is the things of your old sin nature? You live in your old sin nature, that's wood. You live in your emotions, that's hay. And straw or stubble, there's an interesting one. That's the things you start and you stop. You'd never followed it through. You never continued it. You got it started, but then you just let it go and you stopped it. You quit. Fire will not burn gold, silver, or precious stones. Fire will purify them. But wood, hay, and stubble, they will burn away in fire. Now, 1 Peter 4:12. Don't think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, and that when his glory is revealed, you may also be exceedingly glad with joy. What does that mean? That means that the fire that tries you, that reveals whether you're living in faith, redemption, and the fruit of the Spirit, or that reveals whether it's the flesh, the emotions, or you just don't have the wherewithal to continue, that fire is what brings you rewards. Some people imagine that when they get to heaven at the Bema seat, which is the judgment seat for rewards, it's like a reward ceremony. You can think of it that way. Some people imagine there's going to be this fire there. The fire takes place now. And it's not a literal fire. It's a fiery trial. It's the things that are seeming to be so difficult, and yet they are so valuable, and the rewards are so great. That's the fire. And if what you've built on that foundation with, whether it was faith or silver or the fruit of the Holy Spirit, silver being redemption, what you built with, you're going to get rewarded on. Not a bad deal. In Revelation 2:25, that which you already have, hold fast. Because in verse 28, he will give you the morning star. If you hold fast to it, stay true, stay faithful in the trials, in the difficulties. I'm not talking in so much about easy times, although prosperity can be a trial in itself to see whether you will continue. Prosperity will often show whether your life is about stubble. Now, in the trials, hold fast. Don't budge. Everything is blowing up around you, it seems. Don't even look at it. Walk right through it. Don't look to the right side where things are being said about you that are unkind. Don't look to the left where circumstances are actually very difficult. You just walk right through it. Don't even look at it. Don't think about it. Don't worry about it. You continue in your call, in your faithfulness. You continue in your godly ways before him like Job did. And you will walk right through it completely unscathed. When the Hebrew boys in Daniel were put in the fire, it didn't burn. The only thing that burned was the rope that their hands were being tied with. They didn't even smell like smoke. And when the king looked in, he saw four men, but only three were put into the furnace. But there were four inside. And the one that was new was like the Son of God, it says. Christ will walk through any trial with you. He will give you promises. He will give you provisions. He will give you everything you need, comfort, edification, definition, wisdom, whatever you need. He will give it to you in the trial. And if you walk right through the trial, he will give you the morning star. Now, the morning star is one of the most highly valued rewards that exists, perhaps the single most valuable one. Morningstar believers are a special order of believers that are uniquely close to Christ. They are among those who reign. And they have special insight into the character of God. Those are the ones who are the closest to him. Those are God's, you could say, best friends. Those are the ones who, even though the fiery trial comes, they just walk right through it. They don't run from it. They don't sweat it. They don't look at it. They don't worry about it. They just walk right through it. They do what they need to do, but in no negativity, no fear, nothing. Not looking at what people say, not looking at circumstances, none of it. They just walk right through in their faithfulness. And even though God slays them, they trust Him, and the outcome is amazing. Amen?
If you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, and you don't know where you're going to go when you die, simply pray, "Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I receive you as my Savior. Thank you for loving me so much that you died for me, so I can have eternal life with you. Amen."